Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You should celebrate yourself every day. But some days, you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello. It's
welcome
nice,
back.
Isn't it?
Welcome back to another Football and Meeting.
Yeah.
In the Football and Meeting room, sans Mark Davison,
who again is
without us.
He's not his fault this time.
Dead. Excited to
yes.
be here next time.
Next time, whenever that is. It will be nice when we're all finally in the same room.
Yeah.
No silliness on corridors.
No silliness.
No toilet.
No toileting.
No lending library.
No. Just pure, unadulterated football land jingles, much like this one.
Let me take your hand. I want to take you to football land. It's built in the sand. And I'll run out of lyrics.
Right, what have you got?
I've got an interesting one. And
Ooh.
It's called Money Hands. Make a light work.
Okay.
Money hands make a light work.
Is it? It sounds Mario-like.
No, it's nothing to do with Mario.
Right.
It's just got the letter A in there to make this ride work. Okay. Now, this is in football land so far. We've had lots of rides. We've had lots of amusements. We've had lots of shops. We've had everything except cooperative team building exercises.
Okay.
And this is a cooperative team building exercise featuring the Senegalese forward, Sadio Mane.
Yeah.
So basically, 10 people each time they go into a room.
10?
It's a box. Yes, 10.
11?
No, not 11.
Not 11.
10.
It's interesting. You've gone for 10 in a football theme.
Well, who's the other player?
Park?
Sadio Mane. Sadio Mane. So there's 11,
there.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
11.
Yeah, yeah,
so 10,
yeah.
10 punters,
you
get the chance to share a small room with Sadio Mane himself.
Yeah.
Okay? At one end of this room, imagine the size of a squash court, okay? Or if you're in America, a racquetball court.
Yeah.
They're very similar.
Yeah.
It's just an easier sport, guys. It's a bit like baseball. Why have you got a glove? At one end of the room, is suspended from the ceiling, is a light bulb, okay?
Yeah.
The other end of the room is a socket.
Yeah.
Right? Now, the idea of this team building, many hands make a light work. You have to power the light bulb by forming a human chain, fingertips to fingertips, all the way to the light bulb from the light socket. So someone at one end sticks their finger in the socket.
Ooh.
Then you all touch hands to make a chain, otherwise known as an electrical cord. And then the other person sticks their finger in the light bulb itself. If you do that all together, you will power that light bulb.
Okay.
Many hands make a light bulb work.
Not alternating current.
It's not alternating current. It's direct.
It's
240 volts.
Yeah, this is
through
almost
10 bodies into a light bulb. And then when that light bulb turns on, a door opens and in comes Sadio Mane. And he tells you as many facts as he can about himself and his career, much like an after dinner, speaking tour. Until through pain or electrocution, one of you breaks the chain.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And then as soon as one of you breaks the chain, Sadio Mane turns around and leaves. He doesn't. So you can only make Sadio Mane work by powering that light bulb. That light bulb is much like his energy.
Yeah.
It's a symbol, but you can't just have a human chain, then one of them just poking their finger up Sadio Mane's bum to make him talk, because I don't think we'd get him then.
No.
So that's why I've got the light bulb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wondered if the light bulb should be in the room that Sadio Mane's in.
Yeah.
And then so he can find the door.
Yes, yes.
Otherwise, the light bulb's not super dependent on...
No, no, he just has to look out for it. Yeah, you're right.
Let's say if Sadio Mane had some kind of amnesia and he didn't remember any facts about his life or career, and they were on a piece of paper and that was in the room, then I can see why we might need the light bulb. But unless he's like a moth and he's attracted to light and so he sees the light coming... under the crack, the door, and he's like, oh, what's behind that door? Opens it, comes in, and then he's happy to hold court, you know, telling facts about his life and his career until the light goes, and then very much like a moth.
And then he retreats.
Yeah, into the dark.
Where he sits, it's very dark.
Yeah.
Okay, so where he sits in like a, imagine like a recording booth with the lights turned off, it's soundproof. It's held in there for him.
Mm.
He needs to tell people about his story.
Yeah.
But obviously he can't, he's screaming in there. he's screaming, but it's a deadened room.
Well, that's fine, yeah. Because that would be disconcerting to the people that are trying to maintain this electrical current.
That's right. So you will definitely attract him out of there.
Mm.
And he doesn't want to go back in there.
Yeah.
So he really wants you to be electrocuting yourselves for as long as possible to keep that light bulb powered and so he can tell his facts about his story. Maybe it's an audiobook. Maybe he has written his autobiography with the help of a ghostwriter and he's narrating it, but he can only narrate it with the light.
Right.
So he's got a Kindle underneath the light bulb and a microphone.
Yeah.
And it's actually like Amazon's deal with Sadio Mane to record his own audiobook.
Yeah.
But he can only do that when the light's on.
Yeah.
And the light can only be on when it's powered by 10 people from finger to finger. Yeah. Mane hands make a light work to help Sadio Mane read his autobiography, which will be out hopefully this Christmas, depending on how many people can keep the light on.
Yeah.
Because it's 240 volts.
It's a lot. And that's where I
think a lot for a human.
So I'm trying to remember my knowledge of electricity.
Yeah,
so,
God, it's far away now, isn't it?
Ultimately,
we don't have any.
I think that kind of sucks you in and you can't break. Whereas direct current will force you away. And we're dealing with direct current here.
Yeah, direct.
And so I've got an idea I think that might work.
Go on.
So rather than a live socket and you put your fingers and then it thrusts you away with 240 volts.
Yeah.
How about there's no power when you initially put your fingers in?
Uh-huh.
Behind the socket, we have a midfield dynamo.
Yes.
Jordan Henderson.
He's
on an exercise
bike.
That
new Spanish 17-year-old kid, he's going to be happy to do it.
Yeah.
You know, he hasn't got a decent contract
Jones,
yet.
I think we get some midfield dynamos in another room on a bike. And so you put your fingers in the socket and they start pedaling, getting the power up to the requisite level. And then I think it's a case of stamina.
Yeah.
Sort of staying in. You've got to really force your fingers in the socket.
Of course.
They're trying to push you away as the dynamo is going up.
Yeah.
You know, 50 volts, you know, 100 volts going up and up. And that chain, and you start to shake. Duh, 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 duh. But ultimately, that bulb's starting to flicker. There's a bit of drama, you know?
Mm. A bit of theatre.
Sane's being drawn towards
the door. He's being
drawn
towards it. That's the other suction.
And so you've got this, and you could probably sell tickets, I reckon.
Right.
For people to watch this happening.
Yeah.
Bit like in your kind of squash court.
Yeah, because it's got glass walls. It's got glass walls.
Yeah. I know this ride is crucial.
Yeah.
The naming of the ride is crucial to Sadio Mane. But I wondered if, similarly to the kind of the invention of electricity, where there was this competition between sort of Tesla and Edison and Westinghouse, you know, you've sort of got that three-pronged attack in the Liverpool side. Is there any way that we could pull in maybe Salah and Jota as well, that it could, or even Firmino, like they're all jostling? Maybe they want to record.
How about?
Maybe they want to record their audiobook biography as well, and so there's the three of them jostling around in the room like moths, sort of bumbling into each other.
I'm afraid they don't have a name that works in the phrase. However, Matthijs de Ligt Many hands make a Delicht work. So he could be the Tesla to Manet's Edison.
Okay.
I think they're jostling for the Audible number one bestseller. So they're both in rival recording booths, waiting for that light to come on, screaming against the deadened sound.
Yeah.
And that way we can work them in shifts.
Nice.
So this ride can stay open longer.
That's nice.
So they can, and whoever finishes their autobiography first gets the Amazon deal.
Ooh.
The other one, I'm afraid it will only be sold in bespoke charity shops in the Bootle and the Wirral. So it will be pulped. Yeah, and that's the jeopardy for, and Delicht doesn't even have that many fans in Bootle or the Wirral.
Yeah.
So it would be especially bad if his just goes to charity shops there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. And I think maybe as a broody bonus for those that, you know, get the most facts.
Yeah.
You know, the sustain the bulb for the longest time.
Yeah.
They get to go and see an audiobook get pulped.
Yes. Yeah, which is just, it's not quite as dramatic as a physical book being pulped. It's just someone.
It's just the sounds.
Well, it's kind of more just someone dragging the file into a waste paper basket on a desktop computer.
Oh, that's a lovely sound though.
And then emptying that waste basket. Are you sure you want to delete this item? It's Sadio Mane's autobiography. It's 300,000 words long. Yes.
Yeah. Very satisfying. I think this is, it's probably time to...
Yeah, let's have a vote on that.
I think that's tipped us over into the yes category.
That's categorying you. Yeah. I mean, that's convincing you.
Yeah, I'm literally buzzing.
Good. All in favour of Mane hands make a light work / many hands make a Delicht work. Say aye. 3, 2, 1. Aye.
Aye.
I'm so relieved.
Foot.
Okay, we have a patron. You can pitch us rides by going to patreon.com/footballland and joining in on the fun. And this is Phil Lee. This is his new idea. He says, "Hello, Football Land. This is Fussball Manager.
Nice.
I am picturing a fussball table scaled up to a real life-sized pitch. Mm-hmm. And there are mechanisms in place to control all the rods from a central location. All of the players are available in a massive vending machine where you can input your lineup. The players are then skewered, missing vital organs, by the large bars." These are real-life human beings By the large bars, which are then mounted onto the scaled-up table / pitch to play.
Yeah.
Right, so let's go through that quickly again. You've got all of the players available in a big vending machine, and then you put in your Football Land token, you choose your, it's like FIFA Ultimate Team.
Yeah.
You're choosing your favourite 11 of footballers.
Yeah.
Maybe they're retired footballers that we're paying a lot of money to be skewered. They are then skewered, missing vital organs, and playing a giant game of table football.
Oh.
Right, okay. He says, this should elicit two core emotions.
Yep.
Right. A, wanting to pick, skewer, and then spin madly players we don't enjoy.
Core emotion.
While watching their limbs flail about, such as putting Pickford on my back line. B, the desire to manage and control players we do enjoy.
Yeah.
Like putting Kevin Nolan as my central midfielder on the 5 bar.
Yeah.
The 5 bar, that midfield 5.
Yeah.
He says, finally, in order to protect the safety of the players, as I reckon some players will be picked over and over after being skewered the first time, we can fasten cannulas used to keep surgical holes open on cows on both sides of the player below the ribs. So fit those cannulas into your wounds, then you have a hole going through your skin, through your body, missing your vital organs, and then out the other side. And that's going to be treated. It'll be cauterized.
Yeah.
And then you stick in a cannula, and that'll be keeping that wound open, a bit like, you know, those people with those giant earring holes, those ear holes?
The people who went traveling. travelling.
They went travelling,
yeah.
And they came back with a massive hole in their ear.
Yeah.
And they keep that hole open via the means of a bit of bicycle tubing that they've cut very short, and then they've stuck inside their earlobe.
Yeah.
No reason.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you say for no reason, but it's because when you go travelling, you take your backpack, but you soon run out of stuff, and you see them with their large backpacks, don't you, with all sorts of stuff clipped to them.
Yeah.
You know, and so after a while, you run out of places to clip things.
Yeah.
So the next natural place is your earlobe.
That's right. And, I had a friend who had that, and he was employed at a primary school just as the coat peg.
Yeah.
And a lot of children managed to put their coats and bags.
I saw a guy on the train the other day just airing out his flip-flops.
Yeah, yeah.
From his ears.
If you put a small microscopic lens in your ear hole, you could then look at insects and stuff that you find, wildlife, or a nature trail. And other people can look through your earlobe at ladybirds, woodlice.
So it's a bit like a kind of a jeweller's loop.
Caterpillars, it's a jeweller's sort of loop.
Yeah.
And jewellers could use them. I've never seen a jeweller with one of those big earlobes.
No.
But I think we will in 10 years' time.
You could almost wear two in both ears and sort of bring them round in front of you.
Yeah.
And go to an opera. Yeah.
Yes. And Goodison Park, where you've got a restricted view, you could actually use your friend's big earlobe as a periscope with your own.
Yeah.
So you could put your own in front of you and then get his ear at an angle, and then you can see around that pillar.
Yeah.
And it's a shame that Goodison Park is being destroyed to make way for the new stadium because we won't be able to have those ear periscopes in the
future.
People
will come back from having gone travelling going, well, what am I supposed to do now?
Yeah. This way, the bar can be inserted into the player through the cannulas repeatedly as they continue to live a normal life.
Oh.
So you get old players from who have just retired.
Yeah.
And instead of making them play beach football or masters football, which I think is demeaning. I think, you know, when you turn on Sky and it's like, let's watch those veteran masters games, they're always at a very slow pace.
Yeah.
The prize money's poor.
Yeah.
And the attendance is sparse in the national indoor arena.
And normally the person who is most recently retired runs the game.
Exactly.
Four or five.
Exactly. Yeah. And you've got then, you know, Chris Waddle struggling. And it's beneath him. Wouldn't you like to see Matt Letizia skewered through the abdomen?
I would.
And put in a giant vending machine and then spun repeatedly until he scores in a real-life table football table?
Yeah, I think we should outlaw spinning.
Should we? Are you sure we should outlaw spinning? Can you imagine the vomit? Can you imagine? Because these players, they don't... This is what helps in Masters football. As you said, a player runs rings around another player. You don't have this when everyone's skewered.
No.
You can't run with the ball. It's immediately a level playing field.
You know what this game actually sort of promotes is the average footballer.
Yeah.
The footballer who always played the safe sidewards pass.
Yeah.
Players that were very good at going
David Batty.
Yes. David Batty being... instantly comes to mind.
Yeah.
They instantly become great. It's like a really nice second chapter for them.
Absolutely. A wonderful second chapter.
You know what I mean? They've got to sort of, they can knock it between themselves.
Yeah.
You know? And everybody think that's a really good thing, you know? Very occasionally. I mean, look, there's sides on it. So the players without a deft touch can just sort of welly it forward.
They can.
And it's going to come off the...
off the corners, which are slightly raised.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So... This is very good for unfit, very untalented footballers.
That's right, and
which
we
is
have
most
so
of the Premier
many
League
of those
in the 90s.
From
it
the
is.
90s,
yeah.
You know, and what are they doing now?
It's
you know,
most
David
of the
Batty,
cast of Soccer Saturday.
David Batty doesn't like football.
No.
You know, he went off to do fishing or something. He doesn't ever want to be reminded of his football career. And I don't blame him because he just passed sideways all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what would he have as a highlights reel? You know, he must be thoroughly ashamed of himself.
Yeah.
But you give him a second life, I bet he can't stop talking about human table football. I bet he can't stop. Imagine him, like the bright eyes of David Batty being in that vending machine, being picked first every single time, unlike 11th, as he usually was, sliding down that vending machine tube.
Yeah.
Or are they picked up a bit like a sort of a claw grabs them? I'm not quite sure the mechanics of the vending machine.
Yeah, there's lots of questions over the mechanics here, which I'm sure Phil has thought through, but probably didn't have the space.
No.
If this is a game of table football, are we controlling that? Are we stood at a regular size foosball table playing the game of foosball, and that is sort of and reenacted that,
oh,
on
gosh,
the big.
Yes.
On the big.
Yes, that, on the big. On the big. That's the why big, they call yeah. it on the big.
On the big.
That's why they will call it on the big, because yeah. on the small it translates very differently from on the big. There's a 5 second delay.
Yeah.
So you can see a goal go in, and then your eyes are drawn up to the big as you think, wow, this is going to be a fantastic goal. We're about to see David Batty smash it in from midfield.
The other thing this game promotes is the overweight goalkeeper.
Yeah.
The larger, the better.
Yeah.
Neville Southall is going to be an absolute legend.
Neville Southall, let's exhume the corpse of that very fat goalkeeper in the Victorian times.
Yeah.
Who was like the fattest goalkeeper
Chubby
ever.
Chubby McGee.
Chubby McGee or Tubby Merson or someone.
Yeah.
He was called Fatty like Smalls.
Yeah.
Like he was called something, wasn't he? Definitely had a name. He was 6'3" and he was 6'3" wide.
Yeah.
A bit like Neville Southall is now.
Yeah.
But the
uncle.
Difference between them is that the corpse of this Victorian goalkeeper didn't have like this open progressive Twitter profile. He didn't do any of that. But that's only because he was born 100 years ago.
Yeah, and they didn't have Twitter.
Yeah, and they didn't have Twitter, but they did have other things. And you've got to think to yourself, like, were you as progressive as Neville Southall? Could you have at least thought about different ways to further society and use your platform? He didn't.
Yeah.
He was just really fat.
Yeah.
Which is an achievement in itself.
And he'll be good at this game.
Yeah, he
and
will
that's,
be.
And that's
yeah.
important. And also, I guess the other thing that this promotes is the uncultured defender.
Yeah,
it's
it
an
does,
antidote
yeah.
to modern football.
Absolutely,
because you want in your back two, you want a defender that can really hoof it. Because there's nothing better in table football than scoring from the back.
Oh yes.
So the defenders with the biggest welly on them can really welly it upfield and have a chance of scoring.
Yeah, yeah.
Because while Neville Southall is larger, covering more of the goal, he's less mobile.
Mm.
So maybe that rod is a little bit rusty, a little bit sticky.
Little
it's
bit
got
rusty.
A rusty
rod.
On it.
Yeah, a rusty rod.
I mean? It's not, doesn't quite work as well.
All right, let's have a vote. Okay, all in favour of Phil Lee's Football Manager, say aye. 3, 2, 1.
Aye.
Congratulations, Phil Lee. Congratulations.
Yeah. I paused for a moment. I wasn't.
Yeah.
But then I thought, let's Mark will fix this.
Sure.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Young man,
or girl.
We're building football land. I said, young man,
or girl.
We could do with a hand. I said, young man,
or girl.
Do you understand?
understand, you could get in on this. You need to head on to P-A-T-R-E-O-N now, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Send us whatever you think, it might be good, it might stink, we will talk about it anyway. You need to head on to P-A-T-R-E-O-N now, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Chuck in a couple of pound, we'll bat your thoughts all around, and it might just make our day.
Send us your ideas at patreon.com/footballland.
Thank you.
What's your idea?
So I was thinking we've not actually got much for Oceania Town, right?
No.
And so I was trying to have a real think of some sort of famous Antipodean footballers.
Mm.
And
Viduka.
It turns out, yeah.
There's not many, though.
It turns out, what have they all got in common?
They all played for Leeds.
Well, yes, that and...
Fighting?
Australia.
Oh, they're Australian.
I mean, fighting, we'll come back to fighting very soon. And those fuckers,
yeah,
they're not in Oceania Town anymore.
No.
The Oceanic Confederation, not to be confused.
Because Australia are in Asia.
Yeah.
Just like Australia in Europe for Eurovision. Australia, a very confused nation.
Very confused.
They want to be anywhere but where they are.
Yes. So I thought, fuck it. If I'm going to struggle every time I try and solve the Oceania Town problem, why don't we turn the whole of Oceania into a game itself,
right,
into a ride itself,
right,
into an experience itself.
Okay.
I could have called this ride the Great Australian Fuck You.
Yeah.
But instead, I've gone with Tim Cahill Punches Shit.
Okay.
Working title.
Working title.
I think when I was thinking about this, I was thinking this was mostly probably about sort of Tim Cahill's famous celebration. Went to the gold flag, punchy, punchy, punchy.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. But actually, this has sort of turned into a little bit of a Millwall away day.
I was going to say, I think he learnt punching from Millwall.
Yeah.
I think Millwall brought him over from Australia because he looked like he could fight.
Yeah.
And they honed that. And they were like, mate, we can't really coach you on the field because we don't really know what to do about football, but we really like the punching thing.
Yeah.
So just, can you punch?
Yeah.
And then the first time like he tried that, he was punching on, you know, he was punching players. He got sent off and they were like, okay,
rein it in.
Play your football, but then can you punch away from, you know, like the fans do, punch off the field.
Yeah.
And that's where that was born, the punching the corner flag.
So if you as a punter at Footballland have the misfortune of sort of wandering into Oceania Town, the sort of desolate wasteland that is Oceania Town that has no rides because we don't know anything about Oceania Town.
No.
Then what happens is you get donned with a Tim Cahill shirt very, very quickly.
Yeah.
And if you want to get out of Oceania Town and back to the rest of Footballland, you've got to fight your way out.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Right.
A bit Mad Max style.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah. Because sometimes I think of Australia as a giant Mad Max.
It is.
It's inhospitable.
Yeah.
The cars are really square.
Yeah.
And everyone seems to look angry.
Yeah.
Especially their cricket team.
Yeah.
So this is perfect for that.
What you've got to fight is all the stuff that they love.
Yeah.
Right? So maybe a bit like Street Fighter, it's in levels.
Yeah.
First up, Skippy.
Skippy, mate. Let's kick the shit out of him.
Yeah.
And he can box.
He can box.
Kangaroos can box.
They really
can. So it is
a
fair fight.
It's a fair fight.
It's not like fox hunting where I'm quite unsure where the sport of that is.
Yeah.
But I, you know, beating the shit out of a kangaroo, now that is like
tough.
Mano a mano, 50-50. You don't know who's going to come out alive.
Yeah, totally.
Especially if given boxing gloves.
100%. Because, you know, I wouldn't want a kangaroo to get grazed knuckles.
And also, if you've got a little Joey in their pouch and they give him boxing gloves, he's at the right level for your knackers.
Yeah.
So he can be punching away at your balls.
Exactly.
You know, like, and that's now 75-25 in their face.
Exactly. That's level one.
That's level one.
Right. Level two.
Go on.
Jason and Kylie.
Yeah, mate, especially Jason.
It's a double team.
Yeah.
Right, so not easy again.
No.
If you've gone toe-to-toe with Skippy
yeah.
and you've unfortunately killed Skippy and his Joey. you're going to be tired.
You will be
probably
tired.
Probably you've sustained some injuries.
Yeah.
Kylie comes on in her little hot pants.
Yeah.
But maybe with her 80s hair.
Right, okay.
And Jason comes on, maybe in his Technicolor dream coat so people know who he is.
Yeah.
Level 3.
Yeah.
Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, for sure.
Now he's gotten a bit old.
Yeah.
So.
But still, he can throw a knife with the best of them.
Yeah, exactly. The whole, that's not a knife.
Yeah.
This is a knife. I think we have to give him knives.
We have to give him a lot of knives. Are these the real
knives.
People or are these animatronic death bots?
No, it's...
They're real. So real kangaroo, real Kylie and Jason, real Dundee.
Yeah. Level 4.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen that YouTube video of I think it's from the 80s.
Uh-huh.
There's a drunk Australian who went on a rampage.
Yeah.
Of ordering very large meals and then not paying the bill.
Okay.
And
a rampage?
Yeah. It was a sustained thing.
Right, like a serial lever.
He was a serial lever, non-payer.
Yeah.
And he got arrested at one meal. And there's a very famous YouTube video of him going, "Get your hands off my penis!"
Okay.
As the police are sort of removing him, and he goes, "What is my crime? For ordering a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?" This guy, he's been detained by a couple of policemen, but I think if he could get wild.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
So I think we give him as much Chinese food as possible.
Yeah, and many dishes littered around the arena.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then we sort of whisper in his ear that...
You're trying to take his penis.
You're trying to touch his penis. And...
Take away his succulent
meal. And take away his succulent Chinese
meal. God, he'll be so angry.
So that's, I think, level 4.
Okay.
And then I think the sort of the boss level.
Yeah, the ultimate thing that Australians love.
Yeah, it was. So I thought we could either fight Mad Max himself.
Okay.
Mel Gibson.
Right.
Or alternatively, you could fight Tina Turner.
Can I throw in one thing that the Australians love more than anything else?
Yes.
The Great Barrier Reef.
They're quite proud of that.
They can there be an underwater level where you've got a sledgehammer? And bearing in mind how hard it is to swing a sledgehammer underwater, so it's not going to be easy. And you've got to destroy as much of the actual Great Barrier Reef as you can in 90 seconds.
Great Barrier Reef, I'm up for that. We can add as many levels in here as possible.
It seems like you're going to struggle to get through all of this. I want to weight it slightly in favour of the player. I'm suggesting have Tim Cahill in there with you.
Ooh.
If he's not giving you advice, he's at least helping you a bit like Tails would help Sonic.
Yeah. I guess it's sort of gone in a direction. It's gone quite Mad Max-y. So I think we can probably come back to the title.
Mm.
Could we call it maybe Tim Cahill Beyond the Corner Flag?
Yeah.
Or Tim Cahill Beyond Oceana Town? Because ultimately, that's the goal here.
Uh-huh.
You want to get out of Oceana Town. You want to get into neighbouring AFCFC, the Asian Football Federation, not to be confused with FIFA's Asian Football Federation.
That's great. Well, I haven't got any questions.
No questions?
My question is, if you're scaling this up to, we're going to get 3 million guests in to Footballland per month.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you think about how many people are going to do this ride every day, you're looking at 1,000 people a day doing this ride. I just feel like the workload on Jason and Kylie in particular to fight 1,000 people to
but
the death.
But don't forget, you know, Oceana Town it's an appendage. It's right at the back of Footballland.
Yeah, so not that many
the
people.
The only reason you know there's anything there is because Ryan Nelson's stood on top of Nelson's column.
With his bum off.
With his bum hanging off.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing that's sort of going, what's that over there? You don't even know it's Ryan Nelson. You just see somebody's bum falling off down the column.
Yeah.
If we make it...
Far enough away... That people don't want to do it.
It can't be asked.
Yeah.
Because you're going to go through, you know, CONMEBOL and AMOLABOL and AFCFC, you know. It's like, Footballland's big. It's like Disneyland, you know.
Yeah, and who wants to do some of the Disneyland rides?
You can't do it all.
I bet there's one ride in Disneyland that gets, if any, one person a day going on. So I think you're right about that.
So
what if Jason and because I don't mind about kangaroos dying. Because you know they're ten a penny.
Dying in Footballland.
But Jason and Kylie, if they die, the ride's over, mate.
Well, you've got Danny.
Right.
We could pull out Danny Minogue.
And Jason, we've got Darren Day.
Okay.
Wonderful. I'm up for voting on that.
All right.
Okay, you go ahead.
All those in favour of Tim Cahill's Beyond the Corner Flag, say aye after three. One, two, three.
Aye. Well done, Ryan.
Yeah, some creases to be ironed out.
Yeah.
But a lot of good stuff in there.
Oh, yes. And especially if no one plays it.
That flew by.
Absolutely. Right, please join our Patreon.
Yeah.
And other than that, spread the word.
Yeah.
Tell people about it.
Yeah, not desperately.
Well, not desperately. All right, then.
All right.
See you later. All right. Bye. 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 Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.